Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. My message today is about praise. We're going to be looking at Psalm 96. Let's pray. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We thank you. We thank you for all the different ways that we can praise you. When we think of praise, a lot of times we just think of songs, praise and worship. But praise is so much more. We can praise you with our songs. We can praise you with our speech. We can praise you with preaching the gospel. We praise you every time we give to you, our offerings to you. That's all different forms and different types of praise. That's how we praise you. So as we read Psalm 96 today, Holy Spirit, teach us the power of praise and how awesome praise is, and how when we use it and when we enter into praise, that it causes us to shine brighter for you. It causes us to radiate your love, your anointing, your power, the presence of Jesus everywhere that we go, Lord. So we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 96, wonderful psalm. The psalm focuses specifically on the majesty and greatness of Jesus, our Savior God. And it's full of instructions that teach us the many different ways that we can praise him. As I said, praise equals, a lot of times when we think of praise, we just think of singing songs. That's praise. But praise is actually anything that we do that shows our adoration for God. Rather, it's singing, talking, speaking, blessing his name, just shouting his name, just thinking about his name and getting before him and bowing in his presence, bowing before his name. When we bring our offerings and give offerings, those are all acts of praise. Those are all forms and types of praise. Psalm 96, the very first verse says this: sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. So there's the first type of praise, as I said, is singing, which we're most familiar with. And since we're new creations in Christ Jesus, it's easy for us to sing new songs to him. Amen? Amen. We're called to sing a new song to the Lord Jesus. Sing unto the Lord a new song, it says. We can sing him new songs of joy. We can sing new songs about our victories, our triumphs in him. And most of all, I believe he loves it when we sing new songs of love to him. Sing love songs to Jesus. That's what he loves. Amen. And there is such power in that. You know, when we do that, like I said, I was kind of amazed to find out that in the definition in Strong's in Hebrew for the word praise, it was not only sing, to talk, to speak, but it said it's to make bright, to cause something to shine. It's about radiance. I thought, well, we can't make God brighter. We can't make him shine anymore. So it must be talking about us. When we praise him, it causes us to shine for him. It causes us to be filled with his glory and his anointing. And it causes us to be bright lights for him. It causes people can see the radiance of God in us if we're filled with praise for him. If we can enter into all these different types of praise. But the first one I said is to sing. Actually, in those first two verses, we're told three times to sing. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. It's universal. And then the very first part of verse 2 says, sing unto the Lord. And then it says to bless his name in verse 2. I thought, what does it mean to bless his name? How do we bless his name? So I looked it up. The word bless his name means just to have such adoration and such respect for his name, for the name of our God, for the name of Jesus. It actually means to kneel by implication to bless God as an act of adoration. And to bless his name, one of the definitions was to salute him. Isn't that interesting? It's out of respect. You know, I've never been in the service. But, you know, if you've seen any of those movies about when people go into boot camp, the first thing they teach you is you better learn to salute. Every time I come before you, you respect me and you salute me, right? That's a form of it's a form of respect. It's a reform. It's a form of submission. So that's what it means to bless his name, to kneel, just to come before him as an act of adoration, and to salute him, to acknowledge, hey, you're my captain. You're the captain of my salvation. Yes, sir. What do you want me to do? You know? And then the second part I love, this is, since you know I'm not only a pastor but an evangelist, this is one of my favorite parts. It says, show forth his salvation day to day. The word show, King James says, shew forth his salvation. To show forth his salvation, the word show means exactly what you think. Not just to show it with our lives, but the word show means to announce his salvation, to speak his salvation, to preach his salvation, to just tell every single person in your life that Jesus saves. Amen? It's that ministry of reconciliation that Marilyn mentioned this morning. Jesus has saved us from the power and penalty of sin and has given us new life in himself. And we should cause us not only to sing, but make us want to tell the whole world that Jesus saved us through his death on the cross, burial, and resurrection. The gospel is the clearest revelation of who God is. You know, it says in Romans that creation reveals his glory. Some people can receive a revelation of God by his providence. They can see his hand upon their life. But the greatest revelation that we can give to people of God is the gospel itself. Salvation outshines creation and providence. Therefore, let our praises overflow in that direction. Speaking and sharing the gospel is an act of praise to God. Let us proclaim the good news and do it forever, continually, never ceasing to share his heavenly testimony with people. It's eternally new, eternally suitable, eternally sure, and it's eternally perfect. Therefore, let us speak it forth continually until he returns, both by words, by our deeds, by songs and sermons, baptisms, and even taking communion together. Every time we take communion together, we are speaking forth the gospel of Jesus Christ. Each day brings us into a deeper experience of the salvation of God. Each day shows us again how deeply men need his salvation. Amen? We can see. I know how bad I needed it. I didn't know it before God, by his grace, revealed it to me. But man, I'm so grateful for his salvation. Each day reveals the power of the gospel. Each day the Spirit strives with the sons of men. Therefore, let us never stop or even rest from telling others the glorious message of salvation by grace through faith in Jesus, the Son of God. It's only his Spirit, born again, empowered people who are the ones who can do this. Why? Because we know in our hearts what his salvation really means. We know the truth. We're the only ones that can bear witness that there is salvation in no other name but Jesus, that he alone is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father through him. And he is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him. Let us shout it from the rooftops. Let us shout it forth until the echo flies all around the world. Wouldn't that be awesome if all you heard, the whole echo around the world, is just the gospel of Jesus Christ? That'd be awesome. It's an incredible act of praise. Let us tell everybody how God has displayed his saving power for all people through his Son, Jesus Christ. Verse 3, another way that we're instructed to praise, another form or type of praise, is to declare his glory among the heathens, his wonders among all people. The word declare means that to keep a record and intensely report about who all that he's done for you. So we should remember all the blessings, all the miracles that he's done in our lives, the miracles we've seen him do in other people's lives, and we should tell everybody about it. That's an incredible way to praise God. Not just keep it for ourselves, not just do it amongst ourselves, but he says tell all the people, tell all the nations about how awesome God is and the miracles that he does. That's what it, could you imagine if we were all filled with that much praise? And that's all we did was praise him all the time in all these different ways. Wow. We'd see a lot of people come to the Lord, I believe. A lot of lives changed and transformed. Keep a record and intensely report. Or what do we do here on Sundays sometimes? Testimonies. It means to share your testimonies with each other, to build each other up and share our testimonies with the unsaved people, with all the people of the world, it says. And why do we praise him? Why should we enter into all these types of praise? Verses 4 through 6 tell us, for the Lord is great, and we just sang the song, great is the Lord and most worthy of praise, of our praise, amen? The Lord is great and greatly to be praised, and he is to be feared above all gods. I love that verse. I love that verse. For all the gods of the nations, they're nothing but idols, but our Lord made the heavens and the earth. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. O nations of the world, confess that God alone is glorious and strong. Give him the glory that he deserves. Then in verse 9, it gives us another way that we're instructed to praise him. It says, bring your offerings to him and come to worship him. Worship the Lord with the beauty of holy lives. So by bringing our offerings to him, we as an act of praise, living holy lives. It says, worship him in the beauty of holiness, which means when we worship him with holy lives. It's an act of praise to God. Bow down before the Holy One when he appears. Tremble before him, all the earth. Verse 10. Another way that we're instructed to praise him is to tell the nations that our Lord Jesus reigns, it says. Tell the whole world that our God reigns, that Jesus reigns. He rules the world. His power can never be overthrown, and he will judge all nations fairly. To be able to share the gospel with people is awesome good news. But how many people do you know that really need to hear that our God isn't just run by evil? It's not just, our world isn't just run by evil. It's not just full of chaos. There's no one in charge. Everything's crazy. But they need to hear that our God reigns, that he is in control. Along with the gospel of Jesus Christ, this is the best news that we can tell those in our sphere of influence, that the Lord God Almighty, Jehovah, through the person and in the person of his son Jesus, has assumed the throne. Jesus is on the throne, the right hand of God, and he has taken to himself great power. God has given him the name which is above every other name. That the dominion of Jesus is not annoying, but his rule is filled with untold blessings. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. The universe is not without a sovereign. It's not the residence of anarchy, although it would look like it to people that don't know the Lord. It's not the production of chance. It's not just subject to mere physical laws. It's not under the control of the devil or evil, but it's under the government of our God, our great God. He's a wise, holy, intelligent, just, compassionate being. And he rules the earth well. He presides over all its affairs. If there's anything for which we should rejoice, it is that there is one awesome God, one mind, one person who's everlasting and most glorious, who presides over the universe and conducts all things according to his own wise and eternal plan. It's good to know that. It's good to share that with others. But we also must tell them, if they will humble themselves by bowing their knees to him and confess that he is Lord, the Lord of glory, to God the Father, that he'll save them from their sins too, grant them everlasting life, and transfer them into his glorious kingdom, the kingdom of God. Amen? Learning to declare that Jesus Christ is Lord of all, especially Lord of your life. Making a declaration that our Lord Jesus reigns in our life and that he rules the world and his power can never be overthrown is one of the most powerful ways that we can praise him. Amen? By declaring Jesus reigns in your life, you can disarm the devil immediately and he will flee. Remember what James said in his book? Submit yourselves to the lordship of Jesus Christ. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And verses 11 through 13. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the woods rejoice before the Lord. Why? Because he's coming. He's coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. Another awesome way that we can praise him is by sharing not only his first coming and the gospel and what he did through his death, burial, and resurrection, but share with people he's coming again. Share his second coming with people. Share prophecy and second coming with people. That's a way, another form of praise, to praise him. So we've learned a lot of different ways to praise God from Psalm 96 today. I'm just going to quickly review them. First, we're told to sing new songs. Sing, sing, sing. Sing to him victory songs. Sing to him love songs. Speak forth his name. Bow before him every day of our lives. Acknowledge him as Lord. Preach, announce, tell the good news of his salvation. Declare his miracles, his wonders, his glory to all the families of the earth. That means everybody in your sphere of influence. Amen? Bring offerings into his house and worship him with holy lives. And we're told to tell the nations that our Lord Jesus reigns, that he rules the world, that his power can never be overthrown, that he will judge the nations fairly. He's coming again, and he will judge the nations fairly. The whole book of Psalms is awesome. It constantly talks about thanksgiving, but especially praise. And that's why the very last chapter in the book of Psalms, Psalm 150, the psalmist just sum it up by saying this. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. The angels, everybody, praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with your guitar. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with the timbrel. Dance before him. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. We got to get some cymbals in here, don't we? Mary's like, no, no, no. And then he just ends the book of Psalms by saying this. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Amen. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to do that now. We'll continue to practice what we've just learned by praising him. I've selected some songs. And remember, there is such power in praise that God works through those who praise him. I found an old song, and that's what it's called, that God works through those who praise him. It's by the Imperials, I think. Remember how God would always send the praise and worshipers. I mean, think about that. Judah. Israel's going to war, and who does God send out in front of the army? The musicians. The praise and worship him. Why? because that's where his radiance, that's where his glory comes. That sends forth his power and his glory and his radiance. Lifting up his name, singing songs to him, declaring his marvelous acts. That's why he did that. And then, of course, you remember what happened with Paul and Silas when they were in prison? What they do? They start praising the Lord and singing hymns. And what happened? Chains fell off of them. Prison doors opened. And they were able to preach the gospel, and everybody got saved.
The prison was taking all of its foundation.
That was awesome.
Hallelujah.
So that's, do you have breath?
Praise the Lord.
We're going to praise the Lord then. Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. All right, we'll finish our service with some praise and worship.